Okay, today, well, we're reading in Luke chapter 1, verses 26-33, and, well, it's Christmas season, so I thought I would start with when the angel announces to Mary the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the words highlighted there are, "He will be great." This is what the angel announces to Mary about Jesus. And I tell you today that Jesus truly is great. What is your greatest achievement? I saw a clip where a camera crew went out into a popular high street in America and interviewed random members of the public, asking the question, "What is your greatest achievement?" And there was a variety of response. Some said, "Well, I managed to finish school." Others said, "I climbed Mount Kilimanjaro." Others said, "I obtained a master's degree and a PhD before my 23rd birthday." Another one, "I run my own company." And the interviews went on. Some sounded more impressive than others, but there was certainly a look of pride in almost all of their responses of what they achieved, no matter how impressive or how unimpressive their achievements were. Now, could any of these people be considered great? I don't think so. What about your achievements? There are doctors amongst us, teachers, librarians, students, paramedics, engineers, fathers, mothers, but can any of us be called great? Well, again, I don't think so. But we sure like to think we are great in one way or another. At least, we like to think that we are better than those around us. Even the humblest of us suffer of chronic people pleasing. I know I do. Seeking to receive some sort of praise, no matter where it comes from. And there are any of you here who fancy yourselves to be humble and nice people? Do you also fancy receiving praise for your greatness? But what is the measure of greatness? Depending on who you ask, they have their own measure, their own examples of what greatness is. For example, if you ask an Indian, they would say Mahatma Gandhi was great. If you ask a nun, they would say Mother Teresa was great. Ask a communist, they would say Joseph Stalin was great. If you ask a neo-Nazi, they'll say Adolf Hitler was great. Ask a North Korean, they'll say Kim Jong-un is great. Now you find that greatness is subjective, influenced by people's feelings, their opinions, their ideologies. But when it comes to Jesus, is his greatness subjective? People will be quick to point out, of course Christians will say that Jesus was great. But I ask again, is Jesus' greatness subjective truth that only Christians agree with? Or is Jesus truly great? As the angel foretold, and as a witness, I proclaim to you that Jesus truly is great. Jesus is not great because I am a Christian. Rather, I am a Christian because Jesus is great. And because Jesus is great, I implore all of you to turn to him in repentance and faith. Jesus is great, and how does the angel show this? He says, "Jesus will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." Now, in speaking to Mary, Mary understood what that meant. Mary understood what it meant for someone to be called the Son of the Most High, for someone to be given the throne of his father David, for someone to reign over Jacob's descendants and to have a kingdom that will never end. Mary understood. Do you understand the greatness of the Lord Jesus Christ? And how do we measure this greatness? We tend to look at the person in question and see what they have achieved. Ask an Indian why Mahatma Gandhi is great, and they will reply by what he achieved for the Indians. He fought against social segregation and the class system, changing the lives of the entire nation. If you go to India now, every note, money, has the face of Mahatma Gandhi. If you ask a nun why Mother Teresa was great, and they will reply what she achieved for the countless of people through her charitable works. But what about Jesus? What did he achieve? Well, for me, I can say that he took my sins and nailed them to the cross, and he covered me in his blood. That is what Jesus has achieved for me. Jesus came down from his glory, took the form of man, became a servant. He became a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, pain, and suffering. He gave sight to the blind. He made the lame to walk. He made the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. He fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish. He walked on water. He calmed the storm, delivered the possessed, and brought the dead back to life. And he did all this with the words of his breath. He was betrayed with a kiss. His closest follower denied him 3 times. He was beaten, mocked, and spat on. He was hated, whipped, and abused. With a crown of thorns, his face deformed, his body broken and scarred, he hung on the cross naked. And he pleased the Father in heaven to crush him. All of God's wrath poured on his only begotten Son, all because of you and me. Out of love, he laid down his own life. Now, this is why Jesus truly is great. Can you think of anyone who has achieved all that Christ has? Is social reform and charitable works all that Jesus achieved? No. He defeated death and hell. He achieved the impossible. He gives life to the dead. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. Here the angel announces the arrival of the greatest man to have ever walked this earth. That is Jesus. This event, which happened just over 2,000 years ago, set in motion the beginning of the end. Here we have the arrival of Jesus, the arrival of the Son of God, the arrival of Emmanuel, which means God with us, the arrival of a Savior, the Lamb of God, who will take away the sins of the world. This baby which Mary conceived, even while she was a virgin, this baby would be great. And now, over 2,000 years later, again I say, he is great. So great that even today, you and I, we can know him. And we can meet with him personally. I have 2 lists of great people. In the top list, there's just one name. You can probably guess, and that name is Jesus. He's in a league of his own. There has never been anyone like him, and there will never be anyone like him. Now, my second list of greats includes people like C.H. Spurgeon, John Bunyan, Daniel Rowland, William Carey, Jonathan Edwards, David Brainerd, Amy Carmichael, and the list goes on. Some of you may be wondering, who are these people? How can they be great when half of you probably have never heard of them? Now, what makes them great? In my second list is because they lived and died proclaiming the name of Jesus. The great thing these men and women achieved was simply proclaiming the greatness of Jesus Christ. Now let me ask you the personal question. Who is the greatest in your life? Is it Jesus? The fact is that you and I, we all need him. We all need Jesus. And why do we need him? Because he truly is great. And we need to be made alive because there is no greatness or goodness in us, in any of us. As it was said in the story, we are dirty inside. We need to be cleansed and changed. That's why we need Jesus. Now imagine there's a scale of greatness here in this room. On one end, we have Adolf Hitler. And on the other hand, Mother Teresa. Now on this scale of greatness, where would you place yourself? Where are you? Well, the answer is it really doesn't matter where you place your scale in this scale of greatness. It really doesn't. Because anyone who is on this scale, in which we all are, we are all worthy and deserving to be punished, sent to hell because of our sins. Then I ask you, so where is Jesus on this scale? Well, he's not here. Jesus is all the way up there. He's in the height of greatness. Jesus has no place where we are. He is God. And by coming to earth and living as a man and dying as a man, a perfect life and a sinless death, he offered himself so that anyone who is on this false and phony scale of greatness can be called up to join him up there where he is in his height of greatness. The angel announced that he will be great. And I implore you again, turn to Jesus and rest on his greatness, what he has achieved on the cross. Don't rest on ourselves, don't rest on our own greatness, because there is none. Repent and believe in him, the greatest of all. This is why we celebrate Christmas. This is the reason for the season. This is why the angel announced that he will be great. Jesus was born 2,000 years ago, and today he is alive and reigning. We can all know him. Call upon his name and see his greatness. You'll be blown away. Now I'll end with the verse, for anyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen.